You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, which takes many different forms and meanings. And this week we're talking about manifesting a healthier you. Our guest is Charissa Allen. She's a life coach, author, social worker, and a lover of life. And we're always grateful to connect with you and talk to you here on 89.1 WEMU. You holding up okay?
Yes, I am, Lisa, and I am happy to be back on with you.
Manifesting a healthier you. Do you mean physically or emotionally, or what are we talking about?
Well, with me, I always talk about the whole. Many people who, when we talk about a healthier you, they start with the physical. But with me, I always look at the whole. You have to get yourself in a good mental and emotional space to even get to the physical you. So when I say manifesting a healthier you, I'm talking about mind, body, and soul. I'm talking about your mental health, your emotional being, your physical health, your financial health. All of those encompass each other, and they help you get to a healthier you.
Man, our mental health has certainly been challenged these past few months, wouldn't you say?
Challenge is an understatement. We have been put through a test, yes, mentally and emotionally. Many of us have been places that we are not usually in, and that's for some of us, that just means staying at home, being at home with our children and our loved ones on a regular basis. Many of us work outside the home. We see our children, our spouses, our partners, not often because we're outside of the home. And these past 6 months have challenged us to actually sit down and be still and take a look around and see what's going on inside our home.
And inside our heads, in on our emotions.
Right. Taking a look at ourselves. I was getting to that, having to go to that mirror and take a good look at ourselves deep inside, looking at our mental state of being, our emotional state of being, our financial state of being. Where are we at right now in the 21st century, 2020?
I know a lot of people that is difficult because they've lost a job or a loved one or are worried about their health, but others see this as an opportunity to better yourself and to take, you said, to get still and to take that time and to think about your inner being.
And for me, just as a life coach working with women and just working in my community, I'm always encouraging people to be the best that they can be. This time is, I had a major loss in my life. I had to take a seat and sit down and actually look at where I'm at in life. You know, what am I doing? Where do I really want to go? Do I really like the color green, black, red, yellow? What is it that I want to do for the next year, the next 5 years? What legacy do I want to leave? So I encourage everyone that I come in contact with to just use this time as an opportunity. Yep, there are some losses. There have been some challenges for each and every one of us. But there is an opportunity to just take time to sit and breathe. Inhale and exhale. Look around. Take in nature, the beauty of the sun, the stars, the moon. And ask yourself honest questions. Am I happy? Where do I want to be? What job do I want to do? What skills do I need? And then move forward.
So take that time now that you have it during this global health crisis. You also sponsor an annual domestic violence walk. Tell us about that.
Yes, I do. I am, Lisa, I am the president and founder of Women and Men Working for Change. This is a nonprofit based here in Ypsilanti. And we do a annual domestic violence 5K run walk the first Saturday of October every year, and this will be our fourth year. It is happening at Park Ridge Park, October 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. Registration begins at 8:30. And if you need any more information, please reach out to us. But this was just started from me. You know, there's some things that I experienced in my life relating to domestic violence. And I do want to just say this. Domestic violence is not always physical. That's what people see. It's that mental, that verbal, that emotional, that financial abuse that takes place that no one gets to see. But I wanted to bring light to that in the Ypsilanti area. I know they did one in Ann Arbor, but I wanted to bring light to that in Ypsilanti. I am a strong supporter of the domestic violence movement. I'm a strong supporter of speaking out. No more silence. And we also look at it as it's also women, but it's more and more men who are being abused too. They just haven't found their voice yet. And I'm hoping to bring light in both areas to finding a voice, because that goes back to our segment here, being a healthier you. Being a healthier you, for your family, for your loved ones, for all of those who are around you, because it impacts, domestic violence impacts all of us.
And we will definitely put a link to that on our website, WEMU.org, with this interview. And last year, Sharisa and I both participated in the Women's Exchange of Washtenaw fall event. One of us got invited back this year. That would be Sharisa. And you're going to be speaking this year. Tell us about that.
Yes. And I want to say thank you, Lisa, because I'm going to give credit where credit is due. You introduced me to Tina, and I was privileged last year to sit on the panel. This year, I am privileged to be a workshop facilitator. So I will be facilitating my own workshop on October 4th. They have Women's Exchange of Washtenaw County. They host an annual women's conference, and it was awesome last year.
Yeah, it was great.
A room full of women, business women, women on every level. I was impressed by that. It's women grassroots level all the way up to CEOs, and that was a wonderful experience for me. I submitted my proposal, and I was ecstatic for it to be received. And so I'll be conducting a workshop, Think It, Speak It, and Walk Into It, Shifting the Paradigm for 2020.
Can you give us a preview of what you'll be talking about? Since this is the art and soul of well-being, we want to help people.
It's well-being. Yeah. And yes, and really it is about the mind shift. If we think it and we begin to speak it out loud, we then begin to align ourselves with what we want, and we walk it out naturally. One of the things I always focus in on is that alignment. Think about this, Lisa. When you need alignment in your car, what's going on with your car? It's wobbly, it's shaking, it's doing some things. You know, it's out of sync. And that's how we are when we are not in alignment, thinking it. It has to become a thought. That mind, that shift of the mind has to take place. Speaking it, manifesting what you want, saying it out loud, not being afraid to say, this is what I want, this is where I'm going to be. And then you walk in it. You walk as though you have it already. And there it is. It's coming to life. And that's what I'm going to be doing with the women on Wednesday, October 14th, 2020, at the Women's Exchange of Washtenaw County Annual Women's Conference.
And we'll put a link to that on our website as well. I'm sure you'll be as inspiring as always. Sharisa Allen from Ypsilanti, life coach, author, social worker, and life lover. Thanks so much for joining us here for this edition of Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.